Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Sometimes the facts are plain. The sky is blue. The toast is burnt. The dog did, in fact, eat your homework. But other times, well, it's all a bit foggier. The details get muddled. The timelines blur. You find yourself explaining, elaborating, hemming and hawing, building a wobbly tower of maybe and possibly and yes, but you see, trying to describe a thing by never actually naming it. You circle, you hint, you nudge, you give context, color, detail, until suddenly all those details become the thing itself. You haven't said it outright, but you've arrived, in a way. That's the nature of being circumstantial. So, when we need a word for something both precise and delightfully vague, we can turn to our linguistic landlord, Uncle William, who coined it for us, naturally, in As You Like It. And well, we do. It is within William's pastoral, forest frolicsome, and playful comedy of mistaken identity, gender disguises, and philosophizing fools, we first hear the term. In Act 5, Scene 4, our resident fool, Touchstone, delivers a dizzyingly witty riff on dueling, explaining the 7 degrees of offense and rebuttal that can escalate from mild insult to full-blown sword fight, each step ratcheting the tension, risk, and rhetoric. All surrounding the criticism of Touchstone's opinion on whether a gentleman's beard is well-trimmed or not.
According to the fool's bolt, sir, and such dulcet diseases.
But for the 7th cause, how did you find the quarrel on the 7th cause?
Upon a lie 7 times removed, be your body more seeming, Audrey. As thus, sir, I did dislike the cut of a certain courtier's beard. He sent me word, if I said his beard was not cut well, he was in the mind it was. This is called the retort, courteous. If I sent him word again it was not well cut, he would send me word he cut it to please himself. This is called the quip, modest. If again it was not well cut, he disabled my judgment. This is called the reply, churlish. If again it was not well cut, he would answer, I spake not true. This is called the reproof, valiant. If again it was not well cut, he would say, a lie. This is called the countercheck, quarrelsome. And so to the lie circumstantial and the lie direct.
And how oft did you say his beard was not well cut?
Oh, I dares go no further than the lie circumstantial, nor he dares not give me the lie direct. And so we measured swords and parted.
Touchstone uses the word circumstantial here twice, describes the kind of elaborate, overly detailed back and forth that can delay or diffuse a fight. Circumstantial, as you can deftly decipher, comes from the Latin root of circum, meaning around, and stare, meaning to stand. Circumstantia, translating to things standing around, meaning the surrounding facts or conditions. Circumstance itself appears in English as early as the 14th century, not as an excuse, but as a description of the environment or conditions encircling an event. By the late 1500s, William's circumstantial was ushered in with a dual personality, depending on or shaped by the surrounding conditions. The adjective in the late 16th century began to be used in the sense of depending upon or affected by circumstance, which is where we find ourselves today, mostly hearing the word in police procedurals and courtroom dramas. The evidence, Your Honor, is purely circumstantial. So it does appear that, in a roundabout way, all evidence may be created equal, but with a tip o' the hat to Mr. Eric Arthur Blair, some evidence is more equal than others. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.